Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us Mr. Johnny Mack. Mr. Johnny Mack is a motivational speaker and author. He has written 3 years of Facebook daily postings. There are over 700 full quotes to help people focus. Johnny Mack is currently writing a new book. Mr. Johnny Mack, how are you doing tonight?
I am magnificent. How are you doing, Miss Angela?
Magnificent. Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to be back on your show. I look forward to being here today.
Oh, it's great, great. I look forward to being inspired and motivated.
Well, inspired and motivated. That's a hard
yes,
task
sir.
To do when people don't want to be inspired or motivated.
Okay.
I was just saying, sometimes people don't necessarily want to be inspired or motivated.
Okay.
That takes work.
Well, yeah, that takes work. But I'm ready to be inspired and motivated. I'm a student today.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Mr. Johnny Mack, where were you born?
I was born in Florida, in Panama City, Florida. I spent some. I grew up with my grandmother in a little small rural area. With about 400 or 500 people. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because it's such a country town. But I grew up in Ohio, a little small town called Xenia, right outside of Dayton. And it's the it has two all-black universities, Central State and Wilberforce. Actually, Wilberforce is the unincorporated area that has the universities, but Xenia provides all the municipalities. So it's a great, great cultural area to grow up in.
Childhood, like Mr. Johnny Mack.
Well, you know, it was kind of different. Well, I grew up on a farm until I was about 5 years old. So I got to see the agrarian part of life. I got to see the hard work and that work ethic and just going out from morning to night and seeing stuff planted and grow. But from the first grade on, I grew up in that little town in Ohio. About 75,000 people, 50,000 to 75,000, and it was unique because it was at the end of the civil rights movement, and it was kind of an exciting and volatile time when there was a lot of violence going on, the end of the Vietnam War and the civil rights explosions and the riots, and in the midst of all of that, I was able to connect with friends across the spectrum of color in class. People didn't look at me and see color, or they didn't look at me and see upper or middle class. They just saw a person, and that's what I endeavored all of my life to project, that image of just being a real person.
Project the image of being a real person. So people, when they look at you, they don't see color, they don't see class. Okay.
You know, after talking with me for a little while, people have to remind themselves, oh, he's a black guy, or he's a bald guy, or he's a whatever type of guy, because I have the ability to connect with people at where they are. And that's the secret of success, is finding out where another person is. First you have to be understood. First you have to understand, and then you can be understood. That's one of Stephen Covey's seven keys to success, or seven habits.
Okay. All right. Did you attend college?
Yes, I did. Upon graduating from high school, I went to a small college about 40 miles from there called Urbana, and it was a great experience. For my first 2 years, I went there, made the dean's list my first semester, and it was just a great time to be in college. And one of the reasons I stayed in college and did well was because I needed to be in college in order to keep my exemption from going into the war. And so I took good advantage of that. Then I left Urbana and moved to Nebraska. And in Nebraska, I pledged a fraternity at Omega Psi Phi. I just made some great friends. I go back to Omaha every other year. But I finished my degree in California at California Baptist College. It's California Baptist University now. And one of the keys, one of the claims to fame of that college is that Rick Warren, who wrote The Purpose-Driven Life, had graduated about 2 years prior to me.
Oh, okay. The Purpose-Driven Life. Okay.
And everybody in America has read that book. And if you haven't read it, you really do need to read it because it's a pretty, pretty dynamic book that helps to kind of focus your life.
Okay, The Purpose-Driven Life. And it's written by, say the author again?
Rick Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. He's the pastor of Saddleback Church in California, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. How did you get to this point in your life where you could talk so freely and motivate other people? How did you get to this point in your life where you could talk and motivate the people and help inspire other people?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was growing up, I got involved in high school and junior high politics as the president of a ninth grade class. I was student council member all throughout high school. And that focused me, and I began to read material of a motivational nature. I read a book in about 1979 called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And most of your listeners have probably heard of it. Now, that's a book.
Yes.
If you haven't heard of, you need to get it tonight. You need to get this book, you need to read it, and you need to read it every 3 months because that will give you a focus on where you want to be in life and how you want to achieve the things that you want to achieve out of life. And in this book, Think and Grow Rich, he talked about how you have to begin to position yourself to be able to achieve what you want out of life. And I think that that was the focus point. And from that point, I began going to seminars, motivational seminars, inspirational seminars. I read my library right now is voluminous. I'm just so proud of my library. And you can look at a person's life, and you can tell exactly where they are by the number of books and the types of books that they've read and that they're reading, how big their library is, and the type of people that they associate with. Are you associating with people that are positive, that are motivational? And those are the keys to where I am today, what brought me from just being average and ordinary to a position of tremendous success. In 2001, I was the number one salesman worldwide for Mitsubishi Motors. And I don't say that to impress you, but just to impress upon you that that motivational, positive, mental study has propelled me to a position where I've had tremendous success. I've written two other books, and I'm, like I said, in the process of completing this one. And that was because I have ingrained within myself, I've infused within myself all of the characteristics that motivational, inspirational, positive material will bring to you.
Okay. Now I understand how you got to the point where you're at, but how would a person motivate themselves to achieve a goal such as writing a book, even losing weight? And how would a person deflect negativity? Not reflect, but deflect it.
But deflect it, just get it off
their life.
Angela, I think those are some very poignant and powerful questions. And those are the questions that the average person really needs to ask themselves. Voltaire, one of the famous 17th century philosophers, said, "What do I owe to my time, to my country, to my neighbors, to my friends?" Such are the questions that a virtuous man ought to often ask himself. And I think more importantly, he needs to ask himself, "What do I owe to myself? Should I be healthy? Should I acquire wealth? Should I reach the pinnacle of success in a certain arena like sports or writing a book or having a relationship that I'm proud of and that people can look at and see this is a role model?" So your question is, how do you motivate yourself to get to that level of success? How do you motivate yourself to be able to achieve when all around you, you have no litmus test, no role model, no background as to why you should succeed? And if all around you, everyone is telling you, everything that you see, your friends, your family, everything that you associate yourself with, you see that they're not achieving those things, that they are just average and ordinary. What would push you and make you want to do something that your circle of influence is not willing to do? I think the first thing is that you have to associate yourself with people that are more powerful than yourself. Because when you're the sharpest tool in the shed, when you're the smartest person in the room, then you need to get a new room and get into another shed. Because if you're the best of the best, then that means that you're not surrounding yourself with people that will push you and help you stretch and help you grow. But more important than that, Angela, is that you have to have a desire within your core being. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich said the starting point is desire. You have to have a burning desire. When you wake up in the morning, that desire has to be on fire. If you want to lose weight, you have to picture within your mind the you that you want to be, the size that you want to be. And when you picture yourself that size, when you picture yourself that way, the mind is a servo mechanism that actually begins to craft and to create and to bring and to magnetize the things into your life that will create the vision that you have in your own mind. You know, this morning, on my webpage, I said something very interesting. I said that if you, well, let me quote it to you directly. It says,
yes, okay.
Let me pull it up here. If you go to my Ask J Mac, you'll be able to pull my webpage up. It says, you can start your day with desire and anticipation, or you can begin it with dread and apprehension. What you allow in your two main gates will determine how you approach life. Those gates are the eye gate and the ear gate. Those are the two. There are other minor gates, but those two determine the quality of your life. What you allow yourself to look at and listen to determines how you wake up each morning. To wake up with desire and anticipation requires that you only allow a positive, motivational, inspirational input to come into both gates. To wake with dread and apprehension means you allow a negative, demotivating message and mindset to enter into the gates. You must be diligent and prevent any negative input to enter through those gates. When nasty, negative, or notorious input gets in through those gates, we begin to see and experience dread and apprehension. It's easy to see where it's entered. It's hard as heck to get it out. Start today with desire and anticipation. Lock the gates and entertain the positive that is in it. Now, what does that say to you?
That says to me to be positive and surround yourself with positive people. And if, like you said, if you're the smartest person in the room, then you need to go to another room with other people. That's what all that means to me. But back to the word negativity. What if somebody finds themselves in a situation where what does a person do with negativity in their life? What do they do with it if they're a negative person themselves?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Negativity
a person who always sees a glass half empty instead of half full. How do they change their perception?
Well, it's all a matter of just gratitude. You have to be just happy to be alive. When you realize the alternative, then that gives you a better perspective. But I think the problem is exactly in that post that I just printed right there. If you allow yourself to be exposed to negative people, to negative thought, to negative words, to negative books, to negative situations, then you tend to gravitate toward the negative. Whatever you surround yourself with is what you will begin to gravitate toward. So first off, you have to realize that you are in a negative mindset. Just like the alcoholic must first admit that he's an alcoholic. If you are in denial and think that you're okay and think that you're wonderful and that everyone else is somehow some abject failure or that somebody else is, that this whole positive thinking is just a bunch of gibberish, then you find yourself not wanting to change. See, change is a door that can only be opened from the inside. You have to have a desire that you want to change. You have to see what you want to be and begin to create the image on the inside of what you want. And then what happens is that your whole being becomes a magnet that begins to attract people, things, events, money, everything necessary to create the life that you've crafted on the inside. You ask a very difficult question, and I'm not trying to sidestep it, because there are people that find themselves in a negative way. That find themselves with a negative mindset. They see the glass as not having enough in it. There's never enough. They see the, like you say, the glass as being half empty instead of almost full.
Instead of half.
They see the,
yes.
And so what do you do with that type of mindset? The first thing that has to happen, the very first thing, is that you have to realize that you're in that mindset. And to just to wish it away or to hope it away doesn't help. You have to create a new habit, a new way of thinking. You have to start surrounding yourself and start infusing your mind with the correct understanding. That's why this book is so important. Magnificent Mindsets is a day, every day for the last 3.5 years, I've written a positive, powerful, motivational message like the one I just shared.
And about your book. Tell us about your new book. Go ahead.
What it is that I've taken all of these daily messages and compiled them into one source book where you'll be able to go in and read all this material. And so now you'll be able to reprogram your mind with a correct way of thinking, with a magnificent, powerful way of thinking, and then that's the way that you overcome the negative. That's the way you begin to see the glass as half full. You have to be in touch with people that understand that the glass is half full. And in these writings, I teach how to, number one, kick out that, deflect that negative and attract that positive, how to look at life with a better perspective. And that's the secret, that you have to surround yourself and get in touch with people that see it correctly.
Okay. All right. We have a caller. We're going to go to the caller and see if they have any questions. Have some callers, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Caller, do you have any questions for Mr. Johnny Mack, or did you just call to listen? Hello?
I just called to listen.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
And that's the beginning right there. You have to begin, you have to listen, you have to hear, you have to position yourself where you hear this type of information, this type of material. And it surprises me. For the last 20-plus years, I've surrounded myself with this type of audio, print media, seminar, et cetera, that's of a positive nature. But there's so many other people that even going to church are surrounding themselves with negative material. They read trashy novels. They watch trash on TV. They listen to crap on the radio. The music is negative and anti-female. It's anti anything good. And then they wonder why their life isn't succeeding, why they're not having the success that they want out of life. It's because you have allowed the social media cesspool in your mind to just get polluted more and more with stuff that doesn't have any positive value to it. And I accidentally stumbled on it, but I promise you I was looking for it. And the people listening tonight and people every day are looking for an answer. They're looking for something that's going to tell them that they can succeed. But a lot of the material out there, some of it, is written so sophomoric, so freshman-like, that it just kind of glosses over and it gives people the impression that this is just some trendy, new thought type of mentality. But when you dig deep into it, you understand that there's a science of getting rich. There's a science of success. There's a science of sales. There's a science of doing everything in such a way that from the beginning to the end, you can get a predictable result. Now, is that what you're looking for, Ms. Angela? A predictable result?
Go ahead. I have a lot of callers.
So you don't put me on the spot, Dr.
Floyd. I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
I need
to take a break, Mr. Mack.
Let's do that.
Okay, listeners, going to take a break. Listeners, this show is sponsored by Dobine & Cowens Mortgage Investments. Listeners, don't forget to contact Dobine & Cowens Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all your commercial financing needs, so contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle your commercial financing. The website is http://dobyne.cowins.webs.com and tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, Dobine & Cowens, if you are interested and want to know how to improve your credit, or you want to establish business credits, call Dope Binding Calendars at 678-607-5092 or go to their website and sign up. Okay, next we're going to go to another commercial, and we're going to come back and talk to Mr. Johnny Mack.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. At risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have Mr. Johnny Mack on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Mr. Mack.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you believe that people can doom themselves by their own words?
That's a whole. That's a topic for a whole new show, Ms. Angela. I think that is the. You hit the nail on the head. That is the. That's the whole thing. It's the self-talk. You're talking to yourself. There's a track that's running all day long, and you're telling yourself, I can't do it. You're telling yourself, I'm not good enough. You're telling yourself someone else is better. And whatever you think soon becomes what you speak, and what you speak becomes the reality that you're living. So do they condemn themselves by what they say? Of course they do. That's because they're thinking such a negative reality about their life, it becomes their reality. Now, you know, during the break, I was, you know, just resonating in my spirit. I was thinking about you. I said, this young lady is passionate about what she does. She doesn't necessarily take no for an answer. And even when people aren't as cooperative or as receptive or as helpful as they could be, should be, or would be, she continues on. And the persistence outweighs the resistance in most cases, so that the same thing with when you look at an Oprah Winfrey. They told her that she didn't have a fit for television. You look at a Michael Jordan. They told him he couldn't even make his high school basketball team. Person after person after person that has been told no and been cut down and pushed back and been fed a diet of negative still believe within themselves. And then that's what they thought. They thought themselves that they were wonderful. They thought that they were powerful. They thought that they was unstoppable. And then the end result, they became super achievers. And that's the key to it right there. You have to have a mindset, a belief, a thought pattern, and then finally a speech pattern that says, I will win no matter what.
Okay. Thank you for that. Mr. Johnny Mack, back to you, though.
Publicly
and professionally. Do you speak? And tell the listeners about your other books, please.
Okay. My first book is in the publication stage right now. It's a wonderful novel that I'm pretty proud of. I kind of previewed it to several people, and I gave them half of it, and they almost cried because they wanted the other half. It tells the story of a young man whose uncle is dying, and he flies up to see him before he passes, and the uncle leaves him some strange items. It's called the Luck Factors. And luck is an acronym that spells out ladder, umbrella, candle, and key. And each one of those words are an acronym that describes the success story or the success adventure that this man's uncle took from failure to success. And he leaves his kids millions, but he leaves this nephew just those items there. And as he begins to read this manuscript, he is finally convinced that is more valuable than all the money he left him, because now he has the secret for achieving it himself. That should be on the first of 2013. That should be available ebook and print through Nook, Amazon, etc. Now, the book I co-authored with 12 other authors is called Playing the Cards of Life, and I wrote one chapter in this. And it was a very, very powerful book, but all these different authors have gone through serious situations, circumstances, and they were able to overcome them and shared in the book how they overcame the situations and difficulties of their life. And interestingly enough, my difficulty wasn't that difficult. Most people would look at it and say, that's not a big thing. But it was just my fear of selling and fear of speaking and fear of success that I was able to overcome. And I think that's where most people are. They want to overcome situations in their life. And again,
yes,
the question becomes, how do you do it? How do you do it when your family tells you you can't? How do you do it when the people that you surround yourself with are constantly telling you that it's not possible? And you begin to believe the lies that people tell you. What you have to do is surround yourself and find people that are believing the way that you want to believe, that are doing the things that you want to do. See, if you find someone if you want to be at a certain level or do a certain thing, write a book, lose weight, overcome something, find someone that's done it. Emulate them, study them, have them to mentor you, because that's the only way that you can get from what you've already ingrained and accepted as reality in your life to the point where you want to be. You can change, you can achieve, but you have to find the network that allows you to be able to have the power to want to do it. And if you've got the want to, the will to will manifest itself.
Okay. Mr. Johnny Mack, you're saying that people have to have the will to do things. Okay. All right. So that would be how people would inspire themselves, because that was my next question. You really answered it. You answered it. That would be how people would inspire themselves, by having the will to do whatever goal they set out to achieve, and also copy somebody else, emulate somebody else.
You got to emulate and copy, and you walk in. Jesus, the master motivator, talked about walking in hinds feet, that when the deer steps, you've got to be able to step where in the steps of success that's already there. you know, I posted this morning as well, that the success ends when failure is no longer an option. But I also said failure ends when success is the only option. You know, life is about options. You have the option to succeed or to fail. You have the option to win or to lose, to go forward or to stay back. You have so many options in life. And the easy option is to do the thing that doesn't require effort, to do the thing that doesn't take anything out of you. But the hard thing, the difficult thing, is what makes us better and not bitter. It's what makes us triumph and not just sit back and get caught up and trampled by the test. Because we will have tests. There will be times and circumstances and situations where we're not winning. There'll be times when we are confronted with trials and situations. And how we respond to that is going to determine whether or not we win or lose.
Okay. All right. I thank you for that. I'm going to ask you a couple of more questions, and I'm going to let you go, Mr. Johnny Mac, because I know you're a busy man. And I know you have something to do after this. What is your definition of self-esteem and confidence? What is your definition? Not Webster's, but yours. I know this is kind of difficult. It's putting you on the spot, but you're such a great speaker.
No, that's
you have
just
so many people.
Self-esteem is the ability to look at yourself and be satisfied. Self-esteem is the ability to know that what you are seeking is not only possible, but is going to come about. That's what self-esteem is. That's what confidence is. It says, "Oh, I know that there's a probability and the possibility of failure, but failure is not an option." Self-esteem says, "I look within myself for the answer, not outside." Because when you look outside for self-esteem, you don't have self-esteem. You're just borrowing someone else's courage and bravery. It has to come from on the inside. And I think that's the biggest problem we have in America today, is that our youth do not have the self-esteem, and they've acquiesced their own reality to someone else to take control and to run. And that's sad.
Okay. All right. That is sad. Their actions, they have other people as their role models also. So, and sometimes the role models are very negative or not very good ones. Okay.
they pick the wrong ones. You know, rap stars that have their pants down to the knees and the women that are dressing trashy as role models. No, the role models are the real role models are fathers that stay in the homes. They're young men that get up every morning and go to work with their self-esteem intact. Those are the real role models. I think society has it twisted, and we're idolizing the celebrities instead of realizing the real celebrity is ones that are doing the right thing.
Your book is to be out when?
Well, the Luck Factor will be out early January, and the Magnificent Mindset will be out in ebook at around the first of October. So I'm going to get back with you, so the listeners will be able to know where to get it and how to take advantage of it.
Okay, Mr. Johnny Mac, I gotta have one more question, then I'm gonna let you go.
Okay.
If you could motivate someone to do better in life, what would you tell them? If you were just talking one-on-one with somebody right now, what would you tell them to motivate them to do better in life?
I would tell them this. Just because you've already had failure, just because you haven't achieved the success that you want, doesn't mean that it's not possible. I would say yesterday is already gone, and tomorrow might not even come. But today, this moment in time, is all it takes to change and to create the life that you want. But it begins with you making a decision right now to move forward in the vision that you have in your spirit.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Johnny Mac. I know you've
Angela,
got a lot of
appreciate
you.
It.
I thank
but
you
I
for coming
appreciate
on
the
Talk
privilege
with Angela.
Well,
I'm still reading that Facebook page, everything, and I'm reading it daily, and I'm reading my Bible, too. So I thank you
well,
for coming on
the
show.
Read
Talk.
The Bible first, because I don't compare to that.
I know, sir. No, sir. I'm not trying to. I'm not. doing that. I'm just saying I still read it for motivation and to get some knowledge and to get understanding. Thank you, Mr. Johnny Mack, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
All right. Tell your listeners to believe.
Tell my listeners to believe. I will, sir. Mr. Johnny Mack says believe. Okay. All right, listeners, we had with us on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Mr. Johnny Mack. Mr. Johnny Mack is an author, and he has some books coming out. So he also has a Facebook page, so he was saying that, as you could hear me say on the show. Also, I'd like for you not to forget, listeners, don't forget to contact GoBide and Cowens for your mortgage investments. This company can't handle all your commercial financing needs, so contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle your commercial financing. Their website is http://.dobyne.webs.com. And tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. If you are interested and want to know how to improve your credit, or if you want to establish business credit, call Dobyne and Cowens at 678-607-5092, or go to their website and sign up. All right, we're going to play another commercial, and then we're going to come back to the show.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, tours, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily lighting rooms, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Our guest was Mr. Johnny Mack. Mr. Johnny Mack is a motivational speaker and author. So tune in tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a good night and a safe night.